Okay. New time. 8:10. Tuesday night. Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Mishnah Berurah. Simikuf Memsiv Beis. Ha'omed Likros B'Torah. Someone got an aliyah. Uberech Bracha Shalofaneha. And he made the bracha. The first bracha. B'Korah Mixos P'sukim. And he read some psukim, not necessarily three. That's going to be like the chiddush here, that he only read. That he only read some psukim. The dibur, and then he talks. Doesn't matter, divrei Torah or divrei Chol. Lo havi hefsek. It's like you talked in the middle of the meal. You made hamotzi, you started eating. Then you can talk to your heart's delight. There's no question that you can keep on eating based on the hamotzi you made in the beginning of the meal. You had in mind the entire meal. You ate. The bracha was chal, it's called. The bracha took effect because you started eating. So now it doesn't matter if you talk. So by Birchas HaTorah, it's the same way. You started laning. Once you start laning, even a little, maybe you would have a havamina to say three psukim only, because that's the minimum laning. So the bracha is not chal until you lay three psukim. So we do not say like that. We say not like that. We say even if you read one pasuk, it's good enough. But if you didn't read any pasuk, so we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. By implication, you do have to make the bracha over again, obviously. That's the implication, the clear implication. And the Mishnah Berurah says indeed that it's so. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav. The Korah mixes psukim. The Ein Chilek, there's no difference. The Ein Shekorah pasuk Echad. Or Kama Psukim. In other words, even if he didn't read three Psukim. Avo below Korah Dayan Klal, but if he didn't read any Psukim yet, and he talked. So in Hifsek Afilu B'Divrei Torah, Kivan Shehu Lo Me'inyan HaKriya, it has nothing to do with the laning. We saw by Hilchos, by Brachas, if it happens to have been about the laning, it would not be a Hifsek. But presumably it's not about the laning. Let's say he made the bracha before they started laning. He thought the Sefer Torah was slipping, and he said, "Catch it." So that would be not a hefsek, because that would be me'inyan akriya. It would be necessary for the laning because he said, "Catch, you know, catch it." Thought it was falling. But any other hefsek, even b'divrei Torah, even shalom me'inyan akriya tzarch lachzor levarich. It's like you said hamotzi and you didn't eat the bread. So here you made the bracha over the Torah, and you didn't start laning. Even one word is an automatic hefsek. It has nothing to do with hefsek hadas. He was not misiach das from the laning. Hefsek hadas is also a hefsek. Yeah, talking is also a hefsek. It's a hefsek. It doesn't allow the bracha that you made to be valid for what comes after the hefsek. That's what it means. The word hefsek. It's a dividing line. It's a barrier. Take a vacherah bracha. If he was masik right after the bracha, even if he knows for sure, that he didn't let his mind wander. He didn't start yet. Now there is a chiddush here. Another chiddush here, because the Torah in the morning, if you're familiar, there's actually no such din. Because on Torah in the morning is an anomaly that even if you talk, we say psukim, you know, that's, but the truth is, even if you don't say psukim, even if you don't, if you talk, it's not a hefsek. You don't have to say Birchas HaTorah over again, the Birchas HaTorah that you say in the morning. The answer is that brings out the strange nature of Birchas HaTorah that we say in the morning, that it's not really a bracha on the mitzvah. It's a bracha on all the Torah learning you're going to do today, because you're mechuyev to learn Torah today. So it looks at the whole day as one unit. That's why, ironically, it's not a hefsek. That's why it's not a hefsek. It's not a hefsek, even if you make the bracha. We learn right after the bracha, but that's a chumra. The fact that we say Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, and we say Evu Dvorim Shem Lahem Shir, that's a chumra. It's a chumra. But really, you don't have to learn for Birchas HaTorah. For Avarabba, when you're being Yaitz of Birchas HaTorah, for Avarabba, you do have to learn. But for Birchas HaTorah, you don't have to learn. So the reason is because it goes on the whole day's learning. So there's no such thing as a hefsek. It's for today's learning.
Isn't there a shayla by Avarabba
It's not. It definitely is not. It's not a shaila. It's definitely not a shaila, and you have to learn right after Shmona. No, right, it's the davening. The Mishnah Berurah says Al Asar is the Lashon Yerushalmi right away, but right away would mean after davening. Or according to some people, it means by Chazar Hashanah. Just kidding.
It's not
just
so common, like the
convention.
It's very similar.
Bracha over food.
It is. It's true, but you still have to learn Al Asar. But Bichzatari, you don't even have to learn Al Asar. But this bracha satari you do. I really want to bring it back to this. I want to say that it is a little chiddush. It does show the essential difference between the nature of birchas haTorah in the morning and the birchas haTorah over the Torah. The birchas haTorah in the morning is like on learning. This is over the specific mitzvah of reading from the Torah b'tzibur, and therefore, like all birchas haMitzvahs, if you are mafsik after the bracha, it's a hefsik, and you have to make the bracha over again.
So if you made the bracha. And then
all
of a sudden you got in discussion whether this is a Sefer Torah's puzzle or not.
That's
okay.
A wrong, you know, that we could look at that as Sarah HaKriya. It's true, you know, it's hard to imagine a guy talking, you know, but sometimes you get a let's up there. He'll go, hi, you know, quiet, Yanko. You know, he'll make the bracha over the Torah. He'll say, you know, hear me, be quiet. That's it. One word. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says. Once we expand the definition of Torah HaKriya, the sky's the limit. The Yimsoch with Torah HaKriya, the Mishnah Berurah says, where there's a small Zion for the Shaar HaTzion. The Yimsoch with Torah HaKriya ain't Torah Lapsal the Baruch. Kids, it has a regular din of a bracha over a mitzvah. L'chadchila gamze osur. That's also true. That you're not supposed to l'chadchila go speak with Tzarech HaKriya. It's only if it's necessary. Zayin chilek bein Lashon HaKodesh and Lashon Chol. It's also a din whenever you're not allowed to talk. The Mishnah Berurah says this in a few places. Whenever you're not allowed to talk, there's no difference. When I grew up, there were like some old timers from Europe. They would talk Hebrew during Pesukah Dezimbra. But you're not allowed to. It's obvious. It should go without saying, but for some reason it's caught on and people would do it, so the Mishnah Berurah has to say it. Okay. Lo havi hefsik. That's the words of Sifkot and Zion. That's the words of the Mechaber, is that if you started laning already, then you're talking, it's not a hefsik. It's like you're talking in the middle of the Suda. Ritzono lomar, sheyitzdorech lebarech mechodosh. It means it's not a hefsik. That would require that you make a new bracha kashakori lahalo when he continues laning. The loan is batel adayan bracha rishona, because the first bracha you made is not disappear. It was chal on the first pasuk. Afilo esiach died to melikras ode. If he was meisiach das from laning, v'shuv nimlach v'kori lahalon. Now that could happen. The Balkari could by mistake stop. The Balkari stops. This would happen quite often. The Balkari would stop. You, the person who had the aliyah, therefore, you will be siach das from laning anymore. Then the Balkari continues, why don't you have to make a new bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that that's part of what we're saying. Afilu hisiach died the malik resod, v'shuv nimlach, v'kor lahalan ain't tzorech lachzor l'vorech. Why not? It's not such a clear din. The Shaar HaTziyun in Sifkot and Ches brings down a slew of achrayim that hold you do have to make a new bracha in such a case.
What is this case?
What?
What is this case?
He was Mesiach Dai to Melikros Ode.
Yeah, okay,
the person who made the bracha. He I had a simple case. Well, Curry stopped. He thought, then I'll learn anything.
He was just done with the thing. The ball Curry
stopped
two Sukkim earlier and the rest of it. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So this guy said, getting ready to roll it up.
Yeah, and then you tell him, oh, mistake, he's going by that. So why doesn't he have to make a new bracha when the Balkari reads further? Some Achrayim hold he doesn't have to make a new bracha. Because he was Mesiach Das, he treated like a regular mitzvah. And if you treat it like a regular mitzvah, he made a bracha, he did the mitzvah, now he's continuing to do the mitzvah, but he was Mashiach Das in the middle. Mash Mashiach Das. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you don't have to. Sofik bracha slahakum. Ain't talk lach for the bracha. What?
In some ways it's more common in the classic case, in some ways it's more cold in the classic case.
What do you mean?
Exactly the same gather. This,
till now.
Before Kriya Satora.
Why? Where do you see that?
Well, on one hand, if you read, let's say you read a pasuk, so that's, it's not a shear of reading, right? But it's,
but that doesn't
it's
matter.
Enough for this. And if he, now we're saying Mashiach Das is not, is according to the simple shot, is not a head.
Yeah.
That
if you're eating a meal,
yeah.
And you're totally Mashiach Das from the meal, you talk out to make a new bracha if you want to continue eating. So, you know.
There's no difference by regular Berachas Torah.
No, regular Berachas Torah is no such thing as Mashiach Das.
Because you can't be.
Right, right. That's exactly the point. That's why you don't have to make a new Berachas Torah when you go to the bathroom. Right? Famous kash on the Achronim. Just like when you take a few tefillin, you have to make a new bracha when you come out of the bathroom because you aren't allowed to wear it in the bathroom. So it's a hefsek mamis. So every time you go to the bathroom, you should have to make a new Bichas HaTorah because you're not allowed to think of learning in the bathroom. So why don't you have to make it, why don't you say it's a total hefsek? You have to make a new bracha when you come out. Somehow there's an overriding address that the bracha has, and that's the learning. Like it's not Shaykh Hes Chadah, it's not Shaykh anything. Here, for some reason, they have the same approach. They're very resistant to saying that anything should require a new bracha. Shabura says, you should know, really, you should if you were Mashiach Das, but Lamaisa not. Maybe there's always like a general man Hesach Das until the laning's finished. What? We're talking about the first bracha now.
That'd be the end of the Das.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Yeshmi Shikos of Inyan Acher, some people taka argue and hold with this real Hesach Das, you have to make a new first bracha. Sonic bracha Slahakal, that's what he's passing. It's better if he has in mind. That's a shtickel aid to the Mishnah Berurah gives sometimes. But remember, here he's saying, Lalocha, it's okay anyway. If you want to be like Frum. So you'll have it. Remember, I said this the second night, I think, of Halacha Pesukah, maybe the third night. So when you put on your talis, you should have in mind that if it falls off, you're going to put it back on. If it's a shaylet, you do have to make a new bracha. Not be paskin betzim, you do not. You don't have to make a new bracha when you put it back on. You will never really see a paskin, and even if you will, but you always anticipated them putting it right back on. They look for every excuse to say it shouldn't be hezkadas, it should not require a new bracha. So here also you have the same, they're looking, you shouldn't have to make another bracha. Okay. Okay.
How does that work though? Because I feel I'm not supposed to have a hefsek hadas. But should I have one, it didn't mean, like, I'm covering it by this bracha.
Yeah, I think the pshat is, but yeah, but we always will look for an excuse to say there was no real Hesach Hadas. I think that's the way it mechanically would work.
What about half the bus?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It says a pasuk.
It would be medamed to food, so even if it's a mashu.
Did he say filo milechad or somewhere?
No, that milechad is a hefsek. Even
oh,
one
right.
Word is a hefsek.
Word you're talking.
Check out Dorach. We won't do it now. Check out Dorach Hashulchan and see what he says. Report back. Dorach Hashulchan says even less than a pulse. There has to be some unit. By Berachas HaNenah, you're right, but there is a klal of also the Hemes Menachem Hazeh Beli Bracha. So even a little bit.
One more to tell us.
The lesson is always Pasuk Echad. listen, you're not allowed to say less than one pasuk. But tzukid le paskin moish, I'm like paskinah.
Don't you say two or three words? You said one word?
What are you pushing for? I mean, this is not, it's not really so uncommon. It's only uncommon because people usually don't know the halacha, so they just do whatever they intuit. What? Everything.
If
the Valkyrie would stop, what we learned yesterday, if the Valkyrie is in the Stadt, they can invite them.
Okay. I'm
sure the pshat is that you assume there's no real hesach hadas, or that he's always toiling his das in what, you know, the people in the shul will say, or, you know, when he's really, really supposed to stop. He wouldn't be toiling his das in this particular Balkari. He doesn't know if he's doing a good job. You know, there's letters there without das. Like, how does he do that? See, he's trusting. I think the pshat is he's always toiling his das in the Balkari. In the ultimate. Understand?
You all presume that he's reading along with the Balkari.
Why? I don't see a difference.
Let's say most
other Abbas. If he's not reading along with the Balkari, so what, which wouldn't you say? I don't quite see.
I would think
so. Certainly you would say if the Balkari stops and he thinks he's not reading anymore, certainly he has to make a new bracha. If his mom is totally in the Balkari is das. I'm saying that I suspect the reason we don't make an issue of it, and we don't make a new bracha, is because you have sometimes this story. Like his das is really whatever ultimately happens. Right? The Valkyrie stopped and then started again, so that was his das, that it should be still very spot. You find that, like you find by a get, like the Baal Tzivui of the Shliach, of the Baal Tzivui to write the get, means he should write the get until a kosher get is produced. So you don't say, let's say he wrote a get, and then a Torah. It got burnt. Ink spilled on it. Oh, he takes out a new piece of paper, starts writing another get. The Iker Adin, he does not have to tell him again to write a new get. Why? Why don't you say his Tzivui was used up when he wrote the get, right? And now he wants to write it, he needs to write another get, so there's no Tzivui about the end. I'm not giving an answer by asking another question. I'm aware of it. But the pshat is that this, that the Shulchan Aruch does recognize the idea that, you know, until a kosher get is safely ensconced in the hands of the woman, so I have in mind that Tzivui go produce a get for me. So here also you're saying, I have in mind that I'm going to be laning, and until they get it straight where I'm going to be laning from, and they get straight the laning, I want to keep on having in mind. I do that, I'll tell you where I use that type of reasoning. You're davening and they're coming around collecting stalker. You take money out of your pocket and you put it on the table. And the guy, like, you know, he never makes it to you for some reason. Someone chased him out of the shul already. Now you made a neder l'dvar mitzvah. That, why don't you have to chase after him and give it to him?